USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday evening held his first call with Chinese President Xi Jinping since taking office, raising issues including human rights in Hong Kong and Xinjiang. The leaders also discussed pandemic, climate change, nuclear proliferation, and seeking areas of engagement when it serves their country's mutual interests. The Biden administration has continued to face pushback for its response to illegal immigration. On Tuesday, a federal judge, Drew Tipton, issued an additional restraining order on Joe Biden's 100-day freeze, which extends his previous ruling by an additional 14 days. The judge claimed the Lone Star State would face irreparable harm if the policy were to remain in place. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday people who have been given full doses of the coronavirus vaccine no longer need to quarantine after exposure to someone with COVID-19. The criteria includes people exposed to COVID-19 that were fully vaccinated and exposed within 3 months following their last dose. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
President Biden's pick for the Office of Budget and Management has a history of vile social media behavior. Is it enough to discredit her character? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden's pick to lead the Office of Budget and Management says she's sorry for past tweets attacking Republicans. In front of a Senate confirmation hearing, Neera Tanden said her role as an impassioned advocate for a left-leaning think tank caused her to clash with Republicans.
I deeply regret and apologize for my language and some of my past language. I recognize that this role is a bipartisan role, and I know I have to earn the trust of senators across the board.
And as far as why she deleted a bunch of tweets after Biden's victory,
Senator, I appreciate people's concerns about my tweets, and I've regretted them, and I deleted tweets because I regretted my tone, and I've deleted tweets over many months.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The stress of the COVID-19 pandemic is taking a toll on mental health, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North, it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress related to others and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.